And welcome to The Winning Life. This week, we're all counting our blessings and talking about what we are most thankful for. And I have to say that number one on my list, I am grateful, I am thankful, and I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Most of all, I am thankful for Jesus. I will conclude the next couple of days the teaching on the gospel of Jesus Christ and what it is. So many Christians, they don't know the fundamental doctrines of the church, which is the gospel. And we've been teaching about how it's located in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it started off with the virgin birth. Jesus was born of a virgin. We talked about his sinless life. Jesus did not sin. He was perfect in all ways. And not only did he not sin, but Jesus was a miracle worker. His virgin birth, his sinless life, and his miracles. And last week I talked about his substitutionary work. He took our sin. He took our pain. He took our poverty in exchange for his life, for his righteousness. And I want to talk about the bodily resurrection of Jesus. We see it all through the Gospels. We see that Jesus, he rose again. He wasn't a spirit floating around, but he had a literal body when he rose from the grave. And the scriptures record that the Lord appeared to Mary Magdalene, his mother, the other Marys, the two on the road, to Simon Peter, to the 10 of the disciples, then to the 11, and then again to the 7, to the 500 people that followed him, and also to James, his brother, and once again to the 11 apostles. And last of all, we see in the book of Acts how Jesus appeared to Paul on the road to Damascus. So his resurrection, not only was his resurrection complete, but his exaltation to the right hand of God. Acts chapter 2, we see this so clearly. And Peter is preaching on the day of Pentecost, and he says in verse 31, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of Holy Spirit, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended unto the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And this was the end of his sermon when their hearts were pricked and 3,000 were saved. Why? Because the power of the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. I know we're coming close to the very end of November. And I'm looking, we must hear from so many of you who love this ministry. We're here because of the grace of God and the faithfulness of our partners. Every month, when you give your love gift, we send something back to you as our way of saying thank you. And this coaching CD for the month of November could be the most important one you'll ever hear. And it's about Christians and the occult. Satan is so deceptive, and Christians all over have opened the door to Satan ignorantly, not knowing any better. They wouldn't do it if they knew better. And I believe that the very elect, as it prophesies, can be deceived in the last days. I believe, as we all know, Satan, he transformed himself as an angel of light to Eve, and he's still doing it today. We're going to send you this CD with your best love gift. He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can also give a Thanksgiving gift online at he'salive.net.